Lesson 4. You are special. 1 Peter 2:10. Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You are a peculiar package. You are uncommon. You are a treasure in the hands of God. You are highly valued by the heavens. You belong to the winning side. If God has acquitted you, no one can say otherwise. Acts 10:15. And a voice spoke to him again the second time. What God has cleansed, you must not call common. You belong to royalty. You are different. You are peculiar. You are to be envied by the world and sundry. You are not ordinary. You are extraordinary. God has justified you to elevate you in life, not to humiliate you. You are different from every other person of the world. You are special. The things that happen to others are not allowed to happen to you. Don't accept that you are the same with the others in the world. You are not the same. You are a different breed, empowered with divinity. You are special. Every time you identify yourself with the unbeliever, you equate yourself with the natural and you miss your supernatural position in Christ. It has never and neither will it be that the people of God be the same with those that have rejected God. In the Old Testament, Prophet Elijah compared himself with the ancestors, and that did not go down well with his maker. It initiated a low self-esteem in him that he almost lost his position in God. Darkness may cover the earth, but the glory of the Lord is upon you. Isaiah 62. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Do not call what the world calls, neither fear what they fear. You are not their class. Isaiah 8:12. Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that these people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. When they complain about bad economy, don't join them. You are special. It is true the economy is not good. To them, not to you. For them, not for you. When they are complaining about bad business, don't join them. You belong to a peculiar class. Your business is tied to the parameters of heaven. You operate under different systems, and your business transactions will be fruitful and profitable in Jesus' name. In Egypt, the children of God enjoyed environment and other amenities as the Egyptians cried and suffered humiliation. You will laugh as the rejecters of God cry and wail. You will rejoice as they mourn in Jesus' name. When they complain of broken families, don't join them. Neither should you worry when they say you want to make yourself special. You are not making yourself. God has already made you special. Don't worry when they mock you. They do so to demoralize you so that in return you lose your divine worth and join them. Nehemiah refused to join his detractors in the valley. He said he had a serious business to do, and even when they said that the work he did was frail, he encouraged himself and completed his assignment. Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Do not walk in their counsel. Don't stand on their ways. Don't sit on their sittings. You are on the winning side. You are not on the falling and losing side. What is your uniqueness? 1. You belong to heavenly family. Ephesians 3:14-15. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. As the bride of Christ, now you belong to the family of the bridegroom. You are entitled to the rights and privileges of that family. Your name changes to the name of that family. You are a son of God. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. 3. God is your Father. John 5:17-18. But Jesus answered them, My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said God was his Father, making himself equal with God. 4. You are a God. John 10:34-35. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods, if he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Psalms 82:5-6. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. 5. You are endowed with power from on high. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.